Love and light, and good late evening from Flower Bluff, Texas. Y'all, this is Karen Hope's 15 minutes of solid inspiration. Thank you for tuning in. It is July the 11th. It's approximately 11:32 p.m. We've got a late episode, and it is that's Central Standard Time, the year of our Lord 2023. I'm so glad to be here. And again, thank you. If I said it before, I'm saying it again. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's newest episode. And the name of this episode title, I'll talk about a little bit more into the conversation. You'll know what I'm talking about when I start talking about it, okay? Let's just, right now it's quiet in my apartment. The kids are asleep. I'm not even showing up if I'm going to put music to the background of this podcast episode. I'm going to be completely honest with you right now and tell you that I'm dealing with a setback with my eye ailment, which is I wasn't born with, but it manifested myself later on into life, excuse me, because my father was exposed to Agent Orange in 1966, and then, you know, it hit me when I turned 40, and that was 12 years ago, 13 years ago. So I'm having a slight onset, so I'm not going to be able to see my timer. But I'm saying all this to say there is nothing that should keep us from declaring God's goodness ever. Talking about how good He is through every single struggle. And we shouldn't even call it a struggle. We should call it a challenge. And yes, that is what I'm going to be talking about. Being able to claim, receive, and live by love during not so ideal times. And I'm going to tell you why. I want to tell you why I believe it's such a beautiful and powerful part of God's plan. Let's just give ourselves a few seconds to kind of, you know, chill out. It's the time of night where we're putting on our fuzzy socks, getting ready for the next day, maybe laying in the bed and reading a book, you know, and hopefully this 15 minutes will be part of your lulling yourself to sleep, okay? Let's just wait a few minutes to thank God for this beautiful day that we had, no matter what, the beautiful feeling we have, the beautiful promise we have, the beautiful future we have in God. And I'll talk to y'all in just a second. Okay, friends. I like that part where it's all quiet and I'm like, hey, friends. Okay, y'all, check this out. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about, I talked about just in the introduction overall, just the general consensus of what I was talking about is just basically staying positive, basically trusting God. Basically, even through our suffering, don't complain. Just, you know, little things that everyone can gather from the interpretations of what I'm saying, because it's broad, but it does apply to everyone in some way, shape, form, or fashion in their lives, because we're all human. And God works with us all the same way, with the same rules and the same regulations and the same requirements are for everyone, although we are individually loved and cared for by God according to how He created us. Now that I got that part off my chest, encouragement is what I do, right? As long as you've been listening, Encouragement is what I do. Starting off with myself, but because we are one body, we are one body when it comes to God. We all have different parts that work. Right now, my eyes aren't working so well, so he definitely wouldn't have me in the watchtower looking for the, you know, incoming people, if you think about it that way. But he has given me a voice that I don't need eyes for, although I don't want them gone. I'm just making a point. With this point said, I want to continue my thought by saying, sometimes we feel certain ways about our lives and how we act and how we respond. Sometimes we're not led by our spirit, right? When we are not led by our spirit properly, because we are supposed to stand up and fight for ourselves, but through God, all retaliation and all that stuff, we're supposed to trust God. We're supposed to stand firm. We're supposed to speak our minds. We're supposed to say, devil, no. And whoever we're talking to that day, consider them or whatever, what we're working with. Like right now, I say, my eyes, when I want to start to feel badly, I say, no, devil. So you know what I'm saying right there. Okay. But my point is to say, stay encouraging and inspiring. While I encourage and inspire myself, no one else can do it better than me. No one else can do it better than you. The worst that we can ever feel in our lives is when we feel like someone that we loved, trusted, leaned on, had the best hopes, wishes for, gave the shirt off our back to. Sometimes we're disappointed by those people. Sometimes we are misled, misguided. There's miscommunication at times too, because not because they've lied, because we want more, because of expectations that lie to us, not the person. I do have to bring that up and be fair, don't I? I do. But let me explain something to you and to you and to you, and to you, I'ma say it louder, to you in the back. Y'all, I'm not playing this evening. And my heart is still joyful and cheerful with all faith. But I have to say this louder for the people in the back. The ones that like to throw stones and hide their hands. This is not directed toward me. I'm being led by my spirit to say this. When everyone who chooses to act and obey the word of God, we understand and stay steadfast in the fact that everything should be done out of love. I'm going to tell you why. I'm not going to be met with, not tonight, with, you can't let people push over you. You have to stand your ground. I already said I know that part. You can't be a wimp. You can't be a pushover. And I'm not talking about me, y'all. Let me tell you, take this off of me. How about internalize what I'm saying? It's the whole point of encouragement. I'm encouraging myself. This is also to help you learn to and appreciate how powerful encouraging yourself is. When we, because God is leading me to say this, the interpretation of the Word of God that I read for myself, along with the fellowship that I have at church and my church leaders, they are my mentors to allow me to go study for myself. It says, the Word of God says to do everything out of love. I believe for this one reason. Yes, Jesus died, rose, and is King. And while we are alive, our job is to, again, do everything out of love. Why is that, Karen Hope? Oh, I'm so glad to tell you, friends. When we do things out of love, there is not one person on this planet that can say, God's green earth, everything that God has created that we stand and are posted and work in and at and around, no one can say they finessed us, bamboozled us, got over us, pulled the wool over our eyes, did anything, tripped us up, made us fall. No one. Guess what? Why? God had that covered. God said, do everything out of love. Hey, he didn't say it. Or the word, the Spirit of God did not put that in us. Because people like to say, God doesn't talk. Okay, y'all want to put a bunch of words in that? I'm talking about, not you, but them. They want to go all technical and blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's fine. So I will say the Spirit of God will lead us to know this. When we do everything out of love, no one can say they've done anything to us. And most importantly, when it's time to meet our Maker, no matter how much people say they've done good, if anyone, this is my interpretation. I'm not saying this is for anyone. I'm just telling you how I feel right now. If God were to ever say, you didn't do something out of love, you put a but there's no way I would ever, you put a but, hey, that's okay. But there's no but when it comes to God's word. He's going to work with us. He's going to give us what we need, including the Spirit to lead us in the right direction. We have the opportunity. See, when we do everything out of love, we've done our job. And it's up to each and every party outside of that to take the opportunity to do the decent thing according to God's word. Yes, sometimes it brings us harm. Yes, sometimes it brings delays. Yes, sometimes it makes us look, I will say most of the time, it makes us look quite silly, doesn't it? It does. But to that, I'm going to say, but who cares? To that, I'm going to say, but so what? To that, I'm going to say, as long as we work out of love, every single thing that we do according to God's word, our work is to do it. It's so hard. Please believe me. I'm not saying this to be a pitiful person, but I'm speaking about the power of God and what we need to do to hold on and what we will not and shall not accept. when it comes to people thinking they've gotten over on us when we're being obedient. This is why we should say, I will not complain, because our good days do outweigh our bad days for the rest of our lives. I'm not speaking for those who have suffered. I cannot tell anyone how to get over or get through anything I have never experienced. But I am in blindness right now. So, as a person who cannot see, who could see 2 weeks ago, I'm going to tell you, do everything out of love, because it keeps your heart right. It keeps your mind focused. It keeps your healing speedy, your recovery speedy. And it also allows God to use you as an example of what he wants us all to do. And that is do everything out of love. And no one can ever say they bamboozled, finessed, pulled the wool over your eyes, tricked you, slipped you up, or made you fall. It'll be a lie, just like the devil. I'll talk to y'all later. Love and light.